From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Residents and business owners are picking through the debris left by yesterday's tornadoes across parts of the Deep South. They're using chainsaws to clear downed trees in hard-hit Yazoo County, Mississippi. There were numerous reports of tornadoes, including one twister that left a long path of destruction across three states. Alabama Public Radio's Brett Tannehill says at least 10 people were killed and numerous others injured.
The largest of the tornadoes cut a path more than 100 miles long across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The worst damage was in Yazoo City, Mississippi. Laura Henderson is a director at the local hospital. She says the 49 Junction Shopping Center was devastated.
It's one of the major intersections in our city, and there was substantial damage in that area.
Emergency responders set up a triage at the shopping center to treat the injured. Numerous people suffered lacerations and broken bones. The massive weather system also spawned several tornadoes in other areas and caused flooding in parts of Birmingham, Alabama. For NPR News, I'm Brett Tannehill in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
It's exactly what environmentalists had feared. The Coast Guard in the Gulf of Mexico now says there is oil leaking from the well where an offshore rig exploded and burned Tuesday night off Louisiana's coast and sank a few days later. An estimated 1,000 barrels a day is leaking and could possibly reach the fragile ecosystem of wetlands off the Louisiana shore. Coast spokesman Brett Etlin tells NPR News officials are trying to figure out how to contain the leak.
There are two options that are being explored at the moment by Coast Guard and all the parties involved in the response here. One is to take action to repair the riser. Another option is to look at other sources of containing at the wellhead.
BP, which leased the rig, is taking charge of the cleanup. 11 workers missing since the explosion are presumed dead. Relief flights to a remote province in the Tibetan Plateau in China, devastated by an earthquake, are being hampered by heavy snow and a snowstorm. Local media is also reporting that the death toll from that quake rose by 11 to more than 2,200 now. Tens of thousands of homes were flattened. Emails released by a Senate panel yesterday investigating what led up to the financial crisis show top executives at Goldman Sachs were boasting about big money the company was earning from the housing market's collapse. Thousands of investors lost money in the mortgage crisis. Goldman is being sued by the Securities and Exchange Commission for its actions during the global meltdown. President Obama plans to deliver a eulogy for the 29 workers who died inside West Virginia's Upper Big Branch mine today. Mr. Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and other administration officials are scheduled to attend the public memorial service in Beckley. The President and the First Lady Michelle Obama will be there. This is NPR. A congressman from the Midwest is urging Americans to cancel summer vacations in Arizona. Chip Mitchell of member station WBEZ reports the lawmaker is upset about a tough new immigration measure there.
The Arizona law requires police to question anyone they suspect is in the country illegally. Governor Jan Brewer says police will get training to protect against racial profiling. That's not consoling Congressman Luis Gutierrez of Chicago. He's the author of a House bill that would provide legal status to many undocumented immigrants. He's planning to address a rally against the Arizona law in Phoenix today.
I think people should say, that's a state that we don't want to visit. Why would you want to contribute to a group of people that clearly are engaged in a discriminatory act?
The Arizona Hotel and Lodging Association says the tourism industry has nothing to do with the law and doesn't deserve a backlash. Arizona suffered a boycott two decades ago for initially failing to recognize the Martin Luther King holiday. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
Dealing with Greece's deepening debt crisis is the top goal of world financial leaders who are wrapping up a weekend conference here in Washington. The leaders worry Greece's massive debt could spiral into another global financial crisis. Meantime, the Greek finance minister is continuing intense talks with top officials of the International Monetary Fund and the European Union to reach an agreement on a multi-billion-dollar rescue package to take care of his country's financial obligations. A criminal investigation has been opened to look into the circumstances surrounding the deaths of an American woman and a Moroccan man attending an upscale Swiss boarding school. Swiss police say the two died after falling down a cliff. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.